Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Limited conference call hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Lokesh Kashikar from SMIFS Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PSP Projects Q2 FY25 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, Managing Director, and CEO, and Ms. Hetal Patel, CFO of the company. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Kenan Patel, Company Secretary, for a disclaimer, and then the management will have the opening remarks. This will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Anything said on this call which affects the outlook for the future or which could be considered as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to our Chairman, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kenan. Good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to the earnings call conference call of PSP Projects Limited to discuss the unaudited financial results for the second quarter and half-year ended on 30th September 2024. We concluded the board meeting in the morning. During quarter two FY25, the revenue marginally declined year-on-year and quarter-to-quarter by 5% and 6% respectively on account of ongoing work at various sites got hampered due to ongoing unusual and extended monsoon of 66 days in Gujarat. In addition, majority projects were awarded during quarter four FY24, and in some cases, the site has not been handed over due to clearance and approvals or the final designs were pending from the client. These projects are FinTech at GIFT City, Human and Biological Science Gallery at GBRC, which leads to late in execution. From our ongoing projects, the revenue booking from the Dharwad Dam project has not had some issues on our anticipation because of land acquisition and enforcement and electrical and water line shifting at the government level. The year-on-year dip in revenue is seen as during quarter two FY24, EP projects were at completion stage and higher revenue was generated from those projects, whereas during this quarter two FY25, revenue from EP projects was to the tune of 12 crore only. And as mentioned, a couple of large projects did not take off as anticipated. We expect post-Diwali there will be a positive improvement in the execution of FinTech building at GIFT City, and GBRC has already given, and Human and Biological Science Gallery clearance is also in place, which will be started post-Diwali. We expect revenue to reflect from quarter three FY25 onwards. Also, in the same line, we would like to inform that the revenue of two of our current PSP awarded residential projects, 269.55, Shivan at GIFT City and 165.04 crore Trauma Central at Ahmedabad, will start recognizing from January 2025, only as those projects' position will be given to us by December end. During quarter two FY25, we see a substantial impact on profitability. This is because of higher expenses incurred on EP projects during the quarter. During the execution of the project, we installed certain equipment at our cost, of which there was no clarity in the scope. But just as the handover was hampering, we initiated and mandated expense at our end. This is to inform you that during the quarter, most of the EP projects have been completed and handed over. Only two projects are going on, which will be again handed over by maximum by 15th of November. Our outstanding receivables from these projects are to the tune of 54 crore. With regard to the litigations, a writ petition has been filed by us for the project of construction of residential building of PSP Mahila Battalion at Padayu, Uttar Pradesh. We had received a termination order arbitrarily without due consideration of the reply and without providing an opportunity for a personal hearing. Receipt of the termination letter was taken as a surprise and considered as a technical error. The company team was fined to represent our case to the senior government authorities and find a solution to revise the project. Each time we were getting verbal confirmation from them of the necessary rectification steps underway. I would like to inform our investors and shareholders that we do not foresee any material financial impact as the net receivables in this project are negative. During quarter 2 FY25 and H1 FY25, the company was awarded 6 projects and 12 projects respectively. During the quarter, key projects awarded are civil and structural work of Project Himalaya at Anand, Gujarat by International Replacement India Private Limited at Coca-Cola Company, construction of Goldstone Hotel and Commercial Tower at Bangalore in Karnataka, construction of high-rise and residential tower at Mundala, construction project of 90 at Munakura, Mundala, which is one of first and tallest commercial building in Kikas in Gujarat. During H1 FY25, the order inflow was to the extent of 1445 crore. During the quarter, the company completed 7 projects, which includes medical colleges and hospitals at 7 locations in Uttar Pradesh on EPCD. As on H1 FY25, the outstanding order book was to the extent of 6,446 crore, a year-on-year growth of about 34%. Out of the outstanding order book, the private projects comprises of 44%, while the government project comprises of 56%. As on 30th September 2024, there are 55 ongoing projects, 87% of which are based in Gujarat, 7% in UP, and 6% in Karnataka. Till date, the company has completed 231 projects in total since the inception, with 82% private projects and balance for government projects. Outlook. Our current bid book is around 7,000 crore. We are confident and optimistic to achieve our order inflow guidance of FY25. In our business, the project acquisition is the key, and our teams are relentlessly working on executing projects as per planning and for the best satisfaction of our client. With this, I conclude my remarks and would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Kishan Patel, to take us to the financial analysis in detail.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended September 30, 2022 is as below. Quarter 2 FY25 versus Quarter 2 of FY22. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at ₹578 crore versus ₹607 crore, which is decreased by 4.8% on YOY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at ₹39 crore versus rupees 74 crores, decreased by 47% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin is at 6.72% versus 9.15%. Net profit for the quarter is at rupees 11 crores versus 39 crores, reduced by 71.8% on YOY basis. PAT margin is at 1.9% versus 6.4%. The major reasons for decline in revenue and profitability have already been explained by PSR in this speech. The revenue generated from 7 UP projects was 12 crores during quarter 2 FY25. Cumulative revenue booked for the 7 UP projects is ₹1,481 crores. During quarter 2 FY25, company has incurred capex of 11 crores. Gross block as on September 30, 2024 is 588 crores, and net block is 309 crores. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 30th September 24. Long-term borrowing is 61 crores, including short-term maturity of 33 crores. Short-term borrowing 212 crores, excluding short-term maturity of 33 crores. Net unbilled revenue 539 crores. Retention non-current 130 crore, retention current 23 crore, mobilization advance 262 crore, inventory 336 crore, which comprises of 130 crore of construction materials, 178 crore of work in progress, and 28 crore of finished goods. Working capital days are as follows: debtor days are 72, creditor days are 74. Inventory days are 51. Total net working capital days are 49. Out of sanctioned credit facility of 1497 crore, company has utilized rupees 973 crores, including fund-based utilization of 158 crore, and rupees 524 crore is available for utilization. As on September 30th, 2024, the company has total fixed deposit of 210 crores, out of which Lien 3 deposits are of 39 crores. Equity worth 163 crores are under Lien with bank for credit facility, and equity worth rupees 8 crores are given as security deposits to clients. Work on hand as on September 30th is rupees 6,546 crores. Detailed bank operation is available on the web presentation. This concludes the update on the financials, and we are now open for the question and answer section. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. P.S. sir, in your entire opening remark, there was a lot of disturbance, so 50-70% I could not hear. And even Hetal ma'am, there was some disturbance, so just wanted a number again. Retention money, mobilization advance, and unbilled revenue.
Yeah, retention money, non-current is 130 crore, and current portion is 23 crore. Mobilization is 262 crores and net unbilled revenue is 539
crores. 539 crores. Okay. PSR, now if we look at in terms of so two aspects, first, so in the 1H we have done 6.6% revenue growth, and we were looking at 2,800 crore kind of revenue for full year. So the ask rate is significant, 26-27% growth is required in the second half. So just wanted to know what's the revised number for FY25 and also for FY26. Previously we say 10-15% kind of a growth. So what's the new number?
See, actually what is unprecedented monsoon of this month and most of the projects going on in Gujarat, it was impacted a lot. And as I said, the new project which was awarded in March 2024, that could not click up on time. And that was again affected in the second quarter because of monsoon when they're all clearance were there on board. So probably that this can impact our revenue to an extent of 100-150 crore. And we said, but still 6 months to go. And there are few orders which are just starting up. So if those projects get through in on time and nothing further any risk comes out of this, I think we should keep a margin of about 100-150 crore reduction, or we can still plan to reach 2,800.
Okay, so we are saying at max we can have a 150-200 crore lower, so 2,600-2,650 crore. That is in the worst case, and in the base case scenario we can achieve a 2,800 crore revenue. Okay, that's great. And on the margin front, because now the margin in this quarter, so first wanted to understand this quarter, how much extra expenses for UP we have booked, and that's why the margin is lower at 6.7%.
Raman, in the last quarter also we declared that there are few issues related to UP projects in the endeavor process. There were few expenses which incurred in the first quarter and the second quarter also, and we were first quarter, and we said that there will be an impact of 8 to 10 crores of expense on second quarter also. But as I said in my opening remarks, there were few things which was related to equipment, which was to a tune of over 12 to 13 crore, which was actually not in my scope, but just the handover was getting restricted and the college timings were getting nearer. We took a conscious call to supply those materials. So putting that 12 to 13 crore and 10 to 12 crore of more expense, that has incurred about 25 crore. And if you put this 25 crore in extra expense to this quarter, still our margins are in the range of 11%.
Okay, so this quarter also we have done 25 crore extra expenses on UP projects. The similar number was there in the Q1. Okay, so now onwards, is there any further that has to be done? So from the third quarter, can we start looking at 10%-11% kind of EBITDA margin?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay, got it. And sir, in terms of the order inflow, so is there 1,445 crore is there, so is there any L1 and for full year, how much more are we looking to get?
See, still the bid pipeline is good. We are having a bid pipeline of about 7,000 crore. So probably to reach to the guideline which was given to an actual number of 3,500 crore plus, I think we will be in position to reach to that easily.
Okay. Are there any projects where we are L1 as on September or post September?
No, I think the L1, which is already declared, which was of Lakshadweep, I think it was declared. So rest of it, there is no further L1 as of now. But the bid pipeline, if I can share you, because someone may ask about the bid pipeline. So if there is a government residential project at Noida, which is about 2,000 crore. Airport city side development in Mumbai, 1,000 crore. Airport air side, there is development projects at Ahmedabad, 900 crore. Airport city side development project at Ahmedabad, which is 900 crore. Government mission project at Dausa, which is 900 crore. Vikas industrial project at Ahmedabad and Mundra for 500 crore. Residential colony at Mumbai, about 350 crore, and industrial project at Nariyar, 250 crore. Totally, it is near to about 7,000 crore.
Okay, okay, got it. And now in terms of the working capital, which has increased, particularly the debtor days, 70 odd days. So, will it by end of year, will it come back to the normal 50 odd days?
Yeah, because, see, there are two or three cases, I would say. The repeat payments in the end of stage have been delayed to the extent. And secondly, the project of Nagpur Sports Complex is also going on fast. And Vatnagar Museum, that is also one of the projects. Both the projects are of center, and there were few delay in terms of getting the payments from the center, so that has increased that debtor days. Probably, you are right that we should be in the range of 50-60 days in future.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shah, you can join the queue. Okay, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, on the UP PSE Mahila project, what was the exact issue for which the client has terminated the project for early termination?
See, in general, if you talk since last three or four years, there is no precedence of termination of a contract. So project, the initial start of the project was too much delayed because of the roads availability was not there. And later on the project, when the roads were developed in the site level, the project was fully flooded with water. So the project itself and our mobilization advance and the other clarities were also given after one year. So project was going delayed. But by the time we reached to a full space of about 1,000 people working on site, and we did almost over 50 crore of work, this project was terminated without giving any clarity. And based on the same, we met to the senior officials also, and they were also little bit surprised that there is no precedence of termination of a contract on a slow process. It is usually a liquidated damages only, which is being implied on the bills, rather than terminating a contract. And especially in our case, when the labors were approved within 1,000 in last week, how it can be terminated? That was the reason that we were waiting that this mistake government came right, and that's how we were waiting for that. But last Thursday, when they put up a press letter saying that government continued on the bill part, then we have to move to the government.
So we got the LOA for the project in November 2021, and it was an 18-month project.
Yeah.
When did we start the execution, and when was it supposed to end?
Actually, the extended timeline for the project was October, this is October 2024. So all the delays they have considered, and the project was going smoothly on a faster track, and was to be completed by October, which could have been completed by December. Because if you see our progress of work, most of the buildings were almost through with 80%-90% of the RCC were completed and finishing just started. So getting 8 to 9 months in finishing, we could have been able to complete this project. But to our bad luck, we are not aware of what was the clear reason why this termination was done.
What is the outstanding order book for the project?
Outstanding?
Order book.
Order book. Okay. We can say about 238 is the order value without GST. We have done work up to 75 crore, so about 160 crore.
So 160 crore were expected to complete this by March 2025?
Now, whatever the regional government gave in terms of starting the project and again giving us a timeline of further 11, 12 months, that will be the case that whatever work has been left to be carried out.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what would be the bank guarantee? So is there any chance that bank guarantee can be encashed by the client?
Bank guarantee is only their performance guarantee of 8 crore, which they can encash if they seriously wish to terminate the project. The rest of the bank guarantee is against the advance. I know mostly all the bank guarantees have expired, but the bank guarantees prepared was in those 17 times, now in 2021. The claim period given by the banks was for 1 year. So we can say that yes, the bank guarantees are still at risk because it is in the claim period. But probability is that since we are having an advance of over 18 crore against the material advance, and material is the mobilization advance, then we said we can repay that. And the only risk which can come if they seriously want to terminate, and that will be performance guarantee of 8 crore.
So bank guarantee is secured against the advances that you have received?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And so secondly, our debt had reduced to around 200 odd crores as of July that you mentioned in the last call. So it has again increased to 274 crores as of September. So what was the reason for the increase and what would be the promoter loan out of the 274 crore?
There is no promoter loan. I think
that has been repaid. Promoter loan most of even routine our borrowing also have been repaid, but we have utilized further once it was repaid. Now, if you see, as I already mentioned, the short-term borrowing is 212 crore, which includes around 60 crores of discounting and FDI facilities also. So, if we look at the fund-based utilization, that is 158 crore.
Okay. And that utilization is big, mainly because of these two projects payment getting delayed. UP, three projects, UP, Vadnagar and Nagpura, all these three payments are little bit delayed. So to maintain the creditors payment, we may have utilized some of the cash credit.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what will be the time frame of SDB?
Pardon me, what will the time limit for?
We are talking about Surat Diamond Bourse.
Hello.
Sir, no questions here.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chintan Mehta from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, what is the guidance for FY26 to achieve your revenue and project order inflow?
The project order inflow we have already announced at 3,500 crore, and the remaining which we said that being in the range of 2,800 crore, but due to this quarter fall down and because of the heavy monsoon, we are not able to do good in this quarter. That can easily be 250 to 200 crore, which I answered to one of the investors.
And sir, for the Surat Diamond Boost money recovery, we will be on and on net cash after 1.5 years or so?
Pardon me?
After 2 years down the line, we will be again a debt-free company?
That depends how the things go on for next 2 years.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
SMC, Surat Municipal Corporation. In 1H, if I am looking at it, is just a 68 odd crore revenue that we have done, and we were looking at 300 to 400 crore revenue this year, and the next year 600 odd crore. So is it doable or?
Yeah, now most of the structure part, which is the, I would say, the complicated part of any IRS building, that is the basement and the podium level. So we have reached to the fourth floor level of the total building, and now the towers are getting started from next month. So I personally see, and the MEP and the facade, the sensors are getting done. So finishing is going on. So probably this 6 months we should be in position to hear up to what I am expecting. Basically, there was a 8 to 10 crores of shortfall in revenue from structure side, just because again, Surat was also having flooded due to that.
Okay. And sir, for even at a broader level, so next year onwards, FY26 onwards, 10 to 15%, that's the way one can look at in terms of the revenue growth. Is there a likely scenario that we can be doing a 20% plus kind of a growth for 26, 27 for next 2 years?
I think 20-25% growth. Again, now I am a little bit reluctant to say 100% because the things which we have seen and the uncertainties which we have faced in last 1.5 to 2 years, if the situation and the order book is a little bit high, because the presently we are working at almost the order book of 2.2x. If that order book is more than 2.5 or 3x, then the revenue can have a different in terms of rise or in terms of growth. Otherwise, I think 10 to 15% is the normal ATG dollar order book is 3x.
Okay, and Hitam ma'am, the capex for 1H is 23-24 odd crore. For full year, last time we said 60 odd crore, so that remains the same.
Yeah, I think we'll be on the same line because even this quarter also we have ended around 10 crores only, and that cumulatively around 30 odd crores. It should be around 16.
Okay, and PSR, whatever the recent projects that we have got in last 6 odd months, so there the mostly the revenue will be kicking in from the third quarter or from the fourth quarter we should be seeing, because if I broadly look at, we have decently got the project in last 6 months.
Yes, the usual problem is if I talk about Coca-Cola, that project was awarded in monsoon. But I could still make a revenue of 30 crores because it was on fire and the foundation was heavy. But the buildings which are under basement and where the diagram walls are also to be done, as I said, in private projects, the diagram walls are done by the client. And some of the projects that those we got in the last quarter, we could not made a revenue. We do first quarter we spent because just of the approvals. and second quarter we was impacted because of monsoon. But all the order books which we have received today, I already said you two projects of which are commercial, residential and commercial project in GIFT City and Vaishno Devi, that will generate revenue in the third last quarter. Otherwise, this other all other project which we have received, it has started giving revenue from this quarter.
Okay. And just the debt level by end of March, will it remain at this level or it can be even lower than 200 crore possibility from 271 crore?
Again, that I would say that depends on what are the projects going on and how the payments are coming from the debtor side. Otherwise, if we consider these all these three debtors are going to get this 100 crore which we are supposed to get from Surat, that is also been paid, I think we should be in position to reduce to the extent.
May I request you to come back to the question queue for the follow-up questions? Yeah. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stockbroker. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So two questions. So one is, I mean, if you could talk about competitive intensity, because the prospect pipeline that you gave us, right, 7,000 odd crore rupees, seems, I mean, it doesn't include, I mean, last quarter, the 6,400 crore rupees pipeline that it shared with us included DLF. There was one large project that you were targeting in Noida as well, 1,800 odd crore rupees worth. I think that project seems to have gone to someone else and DLF is not there in the list now. So how is the competition, and how much of those 6,400 would have been kind of already given out? What was our success ratio with those 6,400?
See, again, I would say depending on the last size project, the success ratio cannot be considered 16-20%. It can be 8-10% also. But depending on the competition, what we see and the type of projects where we usually bid, I will not say that it's a huge competition, so we are not being awarded. But sometimes it is the client's call or sometimes the contractor wish to go a little bit low on the bid side. But we still try to maintain that let us not enter into any contract which should give us a less revenue or with the tight rates. So we are still going a little bit conservative. But as we are confident that we'll be in position to restore our mid pipeline guideline given as 3,500 plus.
Sure. And on an average, how many participants do we see? Let's say, if it is a project more than 500 odd crore, be then some 500 crores. But generally, I mean, I understand.
I would say from area to area and type of project. If we see the private project, it is 3 or 4 companies. If you see government at different location, actually it is 3, 4 or maximum 5 contractors. So it depends on the qualifying criteria and the interest of the contractor in different states.
Sure. And this prospect pipeline of 7,000, how would this be split between Gujarat and non-Gujarat?
I think Gujarat is 39% and other state is 61%. But 61% is majorly because of that government residence project at Noida. So if we exclude that and if we consider that 5,000 total out of these 2,000 being deducted, it must be about 60-40.
So awesome. And just one last, I mean, this settlement with SDP, I mean, of almost around 225 odd crore rupees, how much has already come to us and how much more is expected this year?
See, we were supposed to get the first tranche of payment on 15th of August. But since they are in the process of clearing their loans against the sales of the shop, which is still pending, so probably I've been following the time since last 15-20 days rigorously. They are saying that they will be in position to give us the payment as early as possible still. Otherwise, we haven't received any payment, we can say. We were supposed to get in 15th of August. Now it is maybe by end of before the closing the rally, they should give us that the first end of 25,000.
Sure. So 105 has already come to us, right? By July itself. 105, 125, how much was received?
104 is received.
104? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the very best for future.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vishal Parival from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just continuing on that SPV dues. So remaining 120, which is expected. So as of now, is there a timeline or is contingent upon the money received by the association? How exactly the deal is structured? I mean,
what is the question?
See, basically, what is the timeline?
Yeah, it is divided into four installments.
Four quarterly installments it has been divided. So, by next October 25, we should be receiving the fee.
Okay. No, but is it fair to say it is contingent, I mean, like dependent upon the sale of the
No. It is not at all be any condition. It is actually an agreed amount to be paid on the dates which was confirmed. Only the first date, which was August 24, which they have missed, and they have missed this because they, on the sale of the offices which they wanted to do, they were not able to do that office sale. So they are going on a loan for against those offices to be sold yet in the SCB. So they are in the process of getting this loan for payment and giving payment to us, and that is in process.
Okay. Sure. And I think I just missed on one more thing. One of the previous participant question was like, you know, one of the project is terminated where 77 crore is the pending receivables. Can you just name the project? And then second related to that is like, you know, that 77 crore.
No, there is no receivable. The work done was 75 crore and it is fully paid. So nothing is receivable and it is terminated.
Okay.
And it is in UP, and it is in UPA, Mahila Italian Education Institute and Hostel. So we are doing the hostel part. So 165 crore work is to be done, and the work has been terminated.
Okay. So whatever the work that we have done, we already received. That is.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Pal from MSA Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes. Little louder, please.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So, I want to understand from you, recently the government has passed increased minimum wage from October.
Your voice is so much breaking, it is not clear.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
So my question was that so the government has passed that to increase minimum wages across the board from October 1st. So how do you see it impacting PSP going forward?
Government is impacting what?
Sorry, they have increased the minimum wages.
Oh, minimum wages you are saying?
Yeah.
I personally don't see too much impact on us as far as Gujarat is concerned, and the impact which we have received till now is been covered up. So whatever new tenders which we are putting up, we are putting on the existing rate. So we don't see any much impact as of now. And we have not heard about the clarity of how the business has been.
Understood, sir. So Q2 has been somewhat a very subdued quarter for us because of the monsoons in Gujarat. Do you see that from Q3 and Q4 onwards, revenue picking up substantially? Because a lot of our key projects like SMCI.
Yeah, if you see the track record of any marketing from first and the second quarters are always weak, and third and the fourth quarter is the only quarter when installation companies are able to work consistently. So probably that benefit that we should also get. And that trend is not of this year or last year. It is usually the standard construction practice what I have been experiencing since last 10 years. When first two quarters, we are not able to generate the revenue what we expect. And third and quarter, because there is no disturbance as far as the availability of labor or any seasonal impact or such type of impact. So that is the best period for construction.
So the question is, I completely understand that H2 is much better than H1 for construction companies, but would Q3 and Q4 be far more better because work was stopped in Q2 and you would have to complete more work in Q3 and Q4? One, two, profitability would be better because now you wouldn't have any more UP projects. So Can I comfortably say that H2 will be a more normal quarter period for PSP going forward?
Yeah, we can say that it will be a better quarter for us than there has been always in the past also. And probably there is no further instance from unexpected events, then I think it should be better.
Understood. Sir, a more broader question I had was that we had invested in a precast plant in FY 2022, and I completely understand that it has helped us in speedy completion of projects like in Nestlé, AMC Sports Complex. But I don't see it impacting our margins beneficially. Our EBITDA margins over the last 3 years have actually come down. Our ROEs, ROCs, which are 25%-28%, has come down, and it has also impacted on fixed asset turnover because of the asset base increasing. Going forward, when I say going forward, I'm meaning 3 to 5 years, how do you see it benefiting PSP? Because we've put this, we are also going to say.
I've been answering this question since last two quarters. Precast was a technology which was not universally accepted all over India.
Right.
This is the first plant in Gujarat where we are making it, we are manufacturing products for not only captive consumption. It is the technology which we are trying to push into the corporate, we are trying to push into the developing business, we are trying to push into the industrial business. So industrial and warehousing, we have done fantastic work in last 2 years, and now we are entering into residential. Presently, we have lots of inquiry onto doing the buildings of 70-meter. And once we make one or two first types of building, I think then only we'll be having a larger order from precast.
So, sir, I
sorry, then, Mr. Pal, may I request you to come back to the question queue for the follow-up questions?
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah, JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So there were some data points which I missed, the previous question. So for the Mahila PSP project, what will be the outstanding advances and outstanding receivables, that we have?
What is outstanding?
For this particular project?
Mahila, outstanding?
Outstanding receivable is not there, basically. We have only 1.9 crore retention outstanding to be received. We have been paid all the bills for the work already done. The advances which we received from the client is 70 crore amount. So that is outstanding as the liability has moved.
What is the bank guarantee and performance guarantee value?
Performance guarantee is 8 crore.
Okay.
And mobilization advance guarantee is also there to the extent of around 25 crore. So that was the total mobilization given by the client.
The bank guarantee that you submitted?
Sorry, bank guarantee?
The bank guarantee that you have submitted for the project?
Yes, that's what we.
Bank guarantee, performance guarantee, and guarantee against the mobilization advance.
There are two types of bank guarantee outstanding with the client. One is performance guarantee that I have already mentioned, 8 crore, and mobilization, 27 crore, so against which we receive the mobilization advance. So once we pay off that, that bank guarantee will be retained.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Sabu from Choice Equity Broking Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. So could you give some guidance on the debt levels in financial year 2025 and 2026? Like earlier, we had stated that we are targeting to be net cash positive. So just some guidance regarding that and the CapEx that will be incurred in the next few years.
Basically, debt level for a construction company, it will always be required for the working capital. So normally, we used to have this limit to the extent of around 10% of our overall facility of 1,500 crore. So that's the normal debt level which we used to have earlier, also 150 crore. So right now also, we are utilizing 158 crore. And we see the projects are paid down in near future or till March, we can reduce to some extent. Yeah, this current level is a normalized level of debt, which we are using for working capital requirements.
Okay. So, I mean, like, do we, like, is it, do we intend to be like a net cash positive company, like, in the next 2 years or next 2 to 3 years, or we would be having a net debt on the balance sheet?
Yeah, hopefully, see, if all projects and collections go well on time, then we can be in it, because all our accruals will be used for paying off working capital utilization.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sajal Vats from Green Portfolio Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes. Sir, I noted a sharp increase in the trade receivables in the last 6 months. It has gone from 342 crores to now 472 crores. Can you please explain that? I'm curious about that change.
So that is because of, as we already said, that because of this project getting closed and very long payment about 55 crores, there is a payment of more than 50 crores from Nagpur Sports Complex, and there is also 95 crores of STB. So putting all the STB was not there in the last quarter, so putting that into now receivables, that is, we are getting that larger figure compared to the previous quarter.
Okay. And my next question, sir, is what percentage of revenues do we expect from outside Gujarat in the next 2-3 years, sir, as we expand geographically?
No, you are right, but the percentage of separate distribution between Gujarat and the other side of the country is very difficult for a company like us or any other construction company, because it depends on the opportunity how we are getting from different states. So previously we were working in Uttar Pradesh on a larger extent. Now we have got an opportunity to work in Bangalore or Karnataka also. So that depends on time to time and type of project which are coming up and type of project which we receive. So it is very difficult to define on percentage how we will be operating out of different states.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, can we conclude on the call now? Because I have to leave. And if you have no more questions, then at least I can leave. If there is any financial question, you can continue.
Okay. So we just have a last question that comes from Uttam Kumar Srimal from Access
Securities. Okay.
The next question is from Uttam Kumar Srimal from Access Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question with regard to interest and depreciation. Has there been this run rate will go in the second and third and fourth quarter also for interest and depreciation?
Yeah. So as I have already mentioned, this quarter I think we can say that we have normalized working capital level, so it will range between 160 CR to 200 CR. So maybe interest level will be around 10 or little bit lesser. And depreciation, yes, because we have already received the capex last year also around 150 CR or more. So that has increased our depreciation compared to earlier years. But yeah, that will not be much because as we expect around further 30 CR addition in second quarter. So to some extent, it may depreciation may increase to some extent.
Okay. And with regard to UP project, ma'am, how much additional expenditure are remaining to be incurred from whatever we have incurred already?
Are you asking about the further expenditure still required for UP?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there will be any further expenditure because almost six projects out of seven, six has been handed over. So we are at the closure.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, sir. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments. Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us on our earnings conference call today. Thank you for your support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of other queries, you may reach out to our investor relations advisor, Ernest & Young, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you, Lokesh, SMIFS, for hosting our call at this quarter. And at last, Happy Diwali and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Smiths Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.